your ideal life is one right turn away, right here and right now with me, Erica Sullivan, and New Light Living. See your life in a new light. In this show, I'm bringing real-world tools to show you how to ignite the light within you and restore your balance to who you truly are. That busy, exhausted feeling isn't anyone's true purpose. Get back to the heart of your real self. Begin to live in your ideal dream day, every day. Learn how to stop giving your energy away, trust your intuition, and chill out your ego, and learn how to find your calm. The journey begins now. Come and step into the light. New Light Living with intuitive spiritual life coach Erica Sullivan starts right now. Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. See your life in a new light. I'm your host, Erica Sullivan, and I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. I am committed to show up here on this podcast to help you through this time of transformation and change that we're going through right now. As I'm recording this in March 2020, I'm here to help you tap into your own power like never before and help you to get inspired to approach your life differently from what you've ever done before, to help you see your life in a new light. Today, we're talking about how to activate your inner wisdom instead of emotions when an issue occurs. And that's why it's so much more effective than relying on our mind or emotion. And how relevant is that today as we're here in March 2020 and most of us have been asked to stay home and really ride this wave out with the coronavirus. So especially now at this time, it's important to stay grounded in our reality, to take care of our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual balance like never before, one step at a time every day. We're also asked, by also being inside our homes 24/7, we're asked to go inwards, to find out for ourselves what matters to us, what matters to our families and communities. And those types of questions, it was maybe a long time ago since we asked ourselves those questions. And boy, are we faced with issues right now. Today in March of 2020, when this episode is recorded, everyone is feeling it. And if you're listening to this show at a later time, today may be just the right time for you to find this episode. So right now, many people are relying on familiar ways to figure out what's the right thing to do next. And what I mean with that is that, for example, looking back in time, and you can maybe think about how you usually approach things in your life. Often, it might be pulling from past experience, or you go to your immediate emotions and listening to those emotions. But now, at this time in our lives, we're asked to find out what matters to us in a different way. We're asked to tap into something much deeper than what most are tapping in on a daily basis. And that is our inner wisdom. So how do you do that? And later in the show here, I'll let you in on a very powerful way that you can activate your inner wisdom right here and right now. So are you with me? All right, so let's get diving into this show today. Have you found yourself getting emotional when things are not going the way you want or the way it's used to? An example of this is really what's happening right now with the coronavirus when everyone is asked to stay home, and boy, do we resist adjusting to that. I'm doing it. I just want everything to go back to normal. I don't know about you, but that's the inner kind of feeling around it. We're adjusting to a new normal. Are you finding yourself drawing quick conclusions and getting very emotional about the situation real quick? And if you're listening to this long after March 2020, do you get emotional and come to a conclusion about any situation really? Do you get worked up when someone else gets emotional? In any of those scenarios, since we're living in so much in our emotion, especially right now, it's showing us that it's much easier to use our emotions than our inner wisdom. Because we are so used to and familiar with reacting to a situation based on our emotions or in reflection of someone else's emotions. If you think about if you are spending time with people in your house, or even if you're by yourself, how do you react to your emotions? However, our emotions are linked to our ego, and our ego is our self-attachment. It's a master. The ego is a master in playing tricks on us all the time. And right now, the ego is at full play. But the thing is that this is not always in our favor. To live our lives to the fullest, we need our emotions to help us lead us the way towards what we're passionate about. But on the other hand, in a heated moment, emotions can also rob us from our truth and what we truly want and need. So have you ever been in a heated argument or got emotional about something that turned out not being that important to the big picture? When we run into issues, when things are not the way we want them to be, you know that feeling of things not going the way you want, or that feeling of when somebody is bringing you down with their words or actions. And that's when we get emotional. And when we get emotional, we get personal. And when we take things personally, we fire up our ego. So let's think about it this way. Have you ever felt criticized by someone, maybe a family member at work or by a friend? I bet you have been felt like you've been criticized by someone at some point, and I bet you felt 100% emotional about it. That sinking feeling when someone is coming up to you to let you know that what you did wasn't really up to par, or using "you did it wrong, I think you did it wrong" type of language. And what happens in that moment, almost immediately you begin to feel separate from that person and you start feeling alone and emotional. And often the emotional roller coaster goes downhill from there, right? And we start to criticize ourselves and that inner talk about how could I? And I'm not good enough. And you know that inner dialogue very well, I'm sure. And this is the feeling of being separate, the feeling of feeling alone and emotional, and our inner energy is at all-time low. Here's the thing. Our inner wisdom, on the other hand, does not take things personally. Why? Because our inner wisdom is not separate from anyone else's inner wisdom. Because we all want the same thing. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. But I'd like first to give you an example of my own life about exactly this dilemma. So I used to get caught in my emotions at work, for example, as soon as I ran into a problem or an issue, especially if someone gave me the slightest hint of criticism in the office or the way about the way I showed up at work. I got so emotional. I just couldn't take it and when someone said to me that I had done something wrong or wasn't something quite right. Believe me, I still hate being wrong. I still have a hard time admitting when I'm wrong, but I've learned to call on my inner wisdom in those situations where I feel triggered to react emotionally and withdraw in a flood of negative emotions, because that's how I work. I withdraw and I criticize myself. And I remember a few years ago when I was being mentored by a senior leader within the company I used to work for, and he pointed out over and over again that I wasn't listening. He had many more years at the company under his belt than I did, and he was an expert in his field, and I did respect him a lot. And as we discussed strategy for a new project, I asked a bunch of questions. And during our conversation, he kept telling me that I wasn't listening. I got emotional because I felt all I was doing was listening. And I was so eager to learn. His comments really hit home with me. I could feel my emotions taking over. In that heat, crunching feeling, when emotions are taken over, we feel small and alone. We feel separate. So let's fast forward to what I've learned since then. I've learned to activate my inner wisdom instead of getting caught up in my emotions and not to take it personally in the moment. And I have to admit, by the way, I know now, many, many years later, why he said I wasn't listening, because I really wasn't. And you probably have your own examples where you found yourself in a similar situation of feeling someone is completely wrong and feeling attacked and getting so emotional. Because when we get emotional, we becoming very personal about it. So emotions taking over doesn't even have to happen when you're with someone in person. It can happen when you receive an email, a text, or a post on social media. And I'm sure you can relate to all of this. So why is it so important now to call on our inner wisdom instead of emotions in situations like this today, for example, when we're in a crisis with the current coronavirus, and we're living with our immediate family often very closely, and you know, emotions run high. Now it's a really important time to call on our inner wisdom instead of reacting through our emotions, because our inner wisdom does not take things personally. And there is no you and me. The inner wisdom you have inside you is the same as anyone else's inner wisdom. Your inner wisdom, my inner wisdom, our inner wisdom is much more powerful than any emotion. And when our inner wisdom steps forward, the ego steps aside. And everything that made us get emotional in the first place fades away. So when you activate your inner wisdom to step forward, the big picture also steps forward. Have you thought about that? When we really act from the heart, from our true self, our inner wisdom, all of a sudden the big picture steps forward. Instead of the emotional reaction to that small single situation or comment itself. Because inner wisdom is consciousness, source, God, or whatever you choose to call it, and has the same power within each of us. However, how it manifests may look different for each of us. But one thing is for sure, when you activate your inner wisdom and instead of your emotions, you activate a force for the highest good for all. Now, with your inner wisdom activated, your ego steps back. So your ego's need for approval, attention, and acknowledgement is no longer there. Gone is the strive to determine who's right and wrong, and it's not about taking it personal anymore, as I said earlier. Instead, you feel gratitude for the lesson you've been presented with. And it's no longer felt as a personal attack that someone is out to get you. Your inner wisdom deep down is all about gratitude, love, and oneness. And it's the same for everyone in any situation. And if you let your inner wisdom lead and not your ego and emotions, watch what happens. So how do you activate your inner wisdom instead of your emotions? I'm sure you're wondering that. Next, I'll explore this secret to it all. When you run into a problem and the ego is calling on your emotions, do you start taking it personally? It's so easy to get swept away like this by the ego and the wave of fear that's rolling in. And I think we all can feel that as an all-time high right now. But in the big picture, no matter what the situation is or who is involved, you can activate that inner wisdom instead. So if an energy exchange today, let's take that, because that's what it is. This is all about energy exchange between you and another person or you or with a situation. And if it's triggering you, you don't need to react emotionally. You don't need to react and taking it personally. You can step forward by activating your inner wisdom instead. So the first thing you need to do in those situations is to take a deep breath. And I'm sure you've heard that many, many times. Take a deep breath. Because physiologically, this allows for a moment of mental non-reaction. And that's exactly what you need to call on that inner wisdom. Then you bring in a millisecond of observing the situation. It's like you're in from the outside, you're looking inside, in from the outside on yourself for that millisecond. You're bringing yourself to a higher level, almost like looking down at the situation from above. It's almost that like you were in the third person in the room. That's what I want you to do. Take yourself out of the situation and look at it from the outside. And next, you say thank you. And if the situation doesn't call for a thank you out loud, say it in your head. Say thank you for this situation. Your sensation of gratitude for this learning opportunity will wash over you with gratitude, meeting the fear in the door. Gratitude has much greater energy momentum than fear. So if you elevate your thoughts to gratitude right away, your fear won't catch that momentum. I'll tell you this now, this works on any problem, any issue that occurs. Because in any problem and any issue that occurs, there is a thank you. You may not see it right now, but there is a thank you. So provide and share that thank you, even if it's to yourself. And lastly, now it's the time to respond back to the situation or the person or the text or the comment that you are tempted to get emotionally engaged in. Instead of responding with fear and being emotionally cracked open, this time your response will be full of inner strength, inner wisdom, and gratitude. I bet your response will be much different if you let your inner wisdom lead instead of your emotions leading. So practice this time, right now, this week. And next time you're in a situation where you are getting emotional and on your way to taking it personally, do this. Take a deep breath. Bring yourself as if you were looking into the situation outside from it, almost like you're looking from it above. And next, follow that up with a thank you. Because a response out of love, acceptance, and perspective of oneness is what your inner wisdom is made of. There's a lesson for you in every situation, even if the moment is heated and initially present it as an issue or a problem or something to be scared of. So next time when you run into this type of situation where you want to engage your feelings, how will you respond differently? Wow, can you feel it? That flow of energy right now that's calling you to open up the power within you instead of react to what's out there. Your inner wisdom is so powerful. And now we're all in a situation where we're called to stay put, to go within and connect with our inner wisdom because it connects us all. And here's what I want to leave you with in this episode is that your emotions can muddle your inner voice. It can muddle all your emotions that you're feeling right now. It can muddle your inner voice of what's right for you. And it can be difficult. And I totally acknowledge that here, that it can be very difficult to discern your emotions from what's your intuition, because your intuition is linked to your inner wisdom. And that is a practice to determine whether your emotions are from fear or directly from your intuition and your inner wisdom. And one thing I want to say about that is that your intuition and your inner wisdom is always right. It's always the right next step for you. So don't ever question that. While your emotions that are more attached to the ego, you don't know if it's the right step for you. But with your intuition and your inner wisdom, it's always the right step for you. Because our inner wisdom is consciousness. And it's the same for everyone. We all want the same thing at the soul level. When we activate our inner wisdom, it's always for the highest good for us and for all. Now, I totally can relate to how you feel and that it feels overwhelming right now in the world and maybe even within your home and within yourself right now. So if you want help and support to make a shift for yourself, I'm opening up a few more spots in my one-on-one coaching program right now to support everyone that feels called to evolve at this difficult time. Thank you for showing up here today on New Light Living Podcast. I'm so grateful from the bottom of my heart that you've been here. You are here. And I'm here, and we're all here for a reason. If you feel overwhelmed, if you're struggling being emotional about everything that's going on, that is very understandable. And it's a very natural reaction to really access our emotions. But now is the time to maybe do something in a different way. And if you feel you need more grounding, more support, and want to learn how to see your life in a new light, reach out to me. You can find me on my website, newlightliving.com, and you'll find my contact information there, and we'll take it from there. I'm here to support you. Trust the process. Do the work. Thank you for listening to New Light Living with me, Erica Sullivan. When you see your life in a new light, your world looks different. Worry, fear, and the everyday go, go, go are no match for you in this bright new light. Join me next time as I lay out the practices and tools for you to liberate your amazing self into living your ideal dream day. You can start now to take the guesswork out of getting to know yourself again and expand into your essence to feel present, alive, inspired, and connected. Keep listening, keep learning. Imagine no more wishing for your dream life. You get to start living it today. For more information, please visit newlightliving.com.
Few views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.